As we continue on the green, we follow up on a story from contributor John Hurdle. He told us in December about the removal of a Revolutionary War-era dam along the White Clay Creek. One of the hopes attached to that dam removal was that shad, a formerly abundant species of fish in that area, would return to its ancestral spawning ground. Last week, John visited the creek and found they have returned. He writes about it in his new piece at DelawarePublic.org. And I spoke with Dr. Jerry Kaufman, director of the University of Delaware's Water Resources Agency and leader of the dam removal project, about what this means.
They've returned to the White Clay Creek in freshwater after close to 240 years since the first dam was built there, and removed that dam in December of 2014. So after a long icy, snowy winter, the fish are back. We saw them over the weekend, and they're back because the rising water temperatures, it happens every spring, and the water temperatures get about 50 to 60 degrees, and when the tide's coming in, the fish start to run. There's also some horticultural folklore about the serviceberry bush. It's called the shad bush. When that blooms, the shad will run. So that all happened last Saturday. So we had a field crew out from the University of Delaware looking for the fish, and they were there.
Why is it such an important event that they have returned to this part of the White Clay Creek?
I think there's several reasons. One is it's part of the culture of this area. The American shad are culturally are a very important fish. It's sort of like the salmon of the Pacific or the blue-claw crab in the Chesapeake. In this area, the American shad were known as America's founding fish. The fish that's known to save George Washington and his troops at Valley Forge back in 1778. They migrated up the Schuylkill, and the troops were to eat them at just the right time in history. And also during the 19th century and early 20th century, before the shad numbers started declining, shad were part of big festivals here in the Delaware Valley. There's still a big shad festival up in Lambertville, New Jersey. The other thing is that it's part of the recreation of this area. I don't know of any other topic of water research I do here at the university that is so popular. When the fishermen hear the stories in the news and the media, we get a lot of comments.
Is there anything that their presence in the creek will contribute to the broader environmental situation in the area?
Well, I think one thing is it proves that the fish are there, the water quality is definitely improving. And that's good for us, the humans, because that's our drinking water source, the White Clay, for about 20% of all of Delaware's population. So if it's clean enough for these very sensitive anadromous fish, like shad, then it's certainly clean enough with treatment for us to drink. The other part of it is the ecological benefits. There are freshwater mussels, beavers, and other river otters. If the fish are coming back, then the water's clean enough for these species as well. And there's also a synergy with species like bald eagle, which consume a lot of fish. And we were just down along the White Clay Creek yesterday and saw about 8 different bald eagles flying down by the White Clay Creek.
What's next in terms of removing dams along the creek to kind of continue this process?
Well, there are 7 dams along the White Clay Creek National Wahsatch River from tidewater down by I-95 all the way up to Pennsylvania through Newark, where our campus is. And the idea is to remove about 1 a year. So we took the first dam out in 2014, and we plan to take the next dam up near Red Mill Road. We plan to breach that hopefully in 2015 in time for the next spawning cycle, which will be in a year from now. So hopefully in about 5 years we'll have the dams out, and then the fish will be to swim all the way up to Pennsylvania, like we hear they used to do over 2 centuries ago.
And finally, you mentioned that their ability to spawn along the creek is an indication the water quality is good.
Yes.
What needs to happen to ensure that the creek remains clean enough for them to spawn,
yes,
and obviously remains clean enough to drink?
Well, we know how to clean up rivers and streams. Reforestation, agricultural programs, we build very good wastewater plants. Now, that's all we can do that. But what we need, in my mind, is a funding stream. We need to invest in our streams. We have an initiative that the governor has been pushing, which I totally believe in, which is to find a funding source to help us clean up these waterways to get them to fishable and swimmable. Right now they're fishable, they're not swimmable, and to get them to potable status, you know, the cleanest. So right now the White Clay Creek, I would say, is a B-. The goal is to get it to an A. Superb water quality. I think we can do that with investment.
Thanks to Dr. Jerry Kaufman, director of the University of Delaware's Water Resources Agency, for his time this week. And a reminder, John Hurdle's story on the Shad's return to White Clay Creek is available now at DelawarePublic.org. Next up on The Green, we talk to a DSU researcher about the latest work to find the causes of Alzheimer's disease and perhaps a cure. But first, a check of the local news from Delaware Public Media.